time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Good morning, Merrimack Valley. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick. Another week and another week in August, Nick. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
We say good morning like it's, we're still in radio land. Like
I know.
People listen to this podcast anytime. It's never probably not even morning for them.
Old habits. And it's currently morning at the time that we're talking. So
That's right. But we're here in the Merrimack Valley and we're inching closer to the start of real competitive high school sports. We're excited about that. Right now it's still preseason and still little nuggets, summery sports nuggets. Like, for instance, according to the Lowell Sun, the Chelmsford 8U, Nick, Cal Ripken baseball team went all the way to the World Series, defending New England champs, and they came up just shy, ended up losing a game to Upper Allen Mechanicsburg. They played all the way down.
Upper Allen Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, they lost 10-0, but had a great run going up to that. They played all the way down in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, those Chelmsford 8U Cal Ripken team. We say Cal Ripken, that's like the competitor of Little League, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they seem to be, they have a place in the Merrimack Valley. I don't know if Andover just switched to it. Is it Marblehead? Marblehead and the North
Shore. Always been there, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't, it's not as prevalent as Little League, but, you know, it's creeping in.
Yeah.
It's getting more popular.
Yeah, we'll give the Lowell Sun a little shout out there. Check them out. Find out all about these kids. Great run. Nice little hope for Chelmsford baseball circles that they're doing some good things. My big thing when I'm looking at this, Nick, is, oh my goodness, they had to take all these 8-year-olds down to New Jersey.
Sure, that was a fun ride. Like,
you remember Mark Betancourt of Peabody Little League last year telling us about going to the New England regionals with a bunch of 11 and 12 year olds.
Yeah.
That was chaos.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think no matter what 11 and 12 year olds do, it's chaos.
Yeah. You never get 11 and 12 year olds, 8 year olds into like a room or hotel and they're quiet.
No.
But that never happens.
Impossible.
They have to go in and scream. But congrats, Chelmsford 8U. Good stuff. Representing the Merrimack Valley. Congrats, guys. Also, what else is going on in preseason high school sports circles, Nick? I know they coming out now with a all-state preseason team in high school, as I understand.
Yeah, apparently that's New England Football Journal.
Okay.
Does it. Yeah, a lot of Merrimack Valley representation too, not surprisingly.
Yeah. What do we got? A kid from Central in there, right?
Central Catholic, Notre Dame bound tight end linebacker Preston Zinter, defensive back Matthias Latham, both from Central Catholic. And then on the second team, you got Sean McCurry and Jaden Wiggins, lineman and a linebacker, also from Central Catholic. Also, Andover running back Lincoln Beal, third team, along with Methuen quarterback Drew Eason, and Central Catholic, who first year starting quarterback Blake Herbert was honorable mention. So, yeah, lot of representation. I know Central Catholic is the team to beat in the Merrimack Valley right now when it comes to football, and it looks like they got a stacked lineup coming back too. So, at least based on the preseason talent, it looks like they might be the favorite again.
And you mentioned Jaden Wiggins, that is the son of Jermaine Wiggins. Did you know that?
I did not.
Wiggy.
I know Teddy Bruschi's son plays for King Philip as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're not officially a competitor with EEI anymore. We can mention them. 93.7 FM. We're out of that world. Mm-hmm. But Jermaine does the hosting in the morning, and he is the famous for what, the snowball game, catching 10 passes against the Raiders.
He caught the pass before that Vinatieri. He got them into, like, they were in deep field goal range for Vinatieri. He got them into, he's going to make that 95% of the time field goal range. Was about an 8-yard, square out, but it was a big play.
Yeah, and his big narrative now on the radio is the guy he caught the pass from, a young Tom Brady, is a traitor. He's a traitor. I think Tom is such a traitor. That's Wiggy's think now. That's a narrative he carries.
I think it's beyond a shadow of a doubt now. We know, you know, Brady's gone full diva. There's no debate on that anymore.
Jeez.
You know, and I'm starting to see why there was a bit of a split. I know that stuff doesn't really fly around here, for better or worse. Not saying Belichick was, you know, better than Brady, because I don't believe that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's an attention hog. I mean, I'm telling you, like, he is.
Maybe he did need those boundaries. But I don't know, if he wins another Super Bowl this year, it's pretty irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, that's it from the Merrimack Valley for this opening segment of this show. We are excited, Nick, because on the other side, I'm going to catch up with one of the athletic directors from the Merrimack Valley. It's going to be the Lowell AD, and he is going to tell us all about a significant, and I mean massive, upgrade to Lowell High School and its athletic facilities and the impact on its student athletes, coaches, fans, and maybe even the media. Nick might get a little bonus there too. We're looking forward to that one. All right, take a break. On the other side, Lowell Athletic Director.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick, opening up with our one and only guest today, Dave Lazinski, Lowell High School Athletics Director. What's going on, Dave?
Not that much, guys. Really appreciate this. This is a great thing that you do.
Absolutely, yeah. We love talking about the kids and Merrimack, all that is Merrimack Valley Sports. And sixth year now in this post. Let's see, year four might have been the most interesting one, the COVID year for you.
Year four was interesting, I'll just say that. But I will tell you that, you know, our kids, our coaches, our parents, our teachers, you know, they showed exactly how resilient they are, right? I mean, and that's a good, right? You take a bad and you turn it into a good. And we realized as a community that we can get through anything, because I remember that day in March that the head of school came over the announcements and said, we are now taking a brief 2-week pause. And it was supposed to be a 2-week pause.
Yeah.
Turned out to be 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, to see what we have done and it's everybody nationwide, worldwide, you know, online learning, you know, we flipped a switch, which is a difficult thing to do for a city of 114,000 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we did it. So I would have to say that, you know, perseverance and resilience, a lot of the things that, you know, those intangibles that we try and teach those kids, these kids, our kids, you know, it's not always about, you know, being book smart, you know, I really sincerely think that.
Absolutely. Dave, I mean, things have gotten busy for you now. I'm assuming all sports are underway for preseason workouts. Take us to the, you know, the state of Lowell High sports for the fall season. What are some teams to look out for?
Yeah, so it's a multifaceted thing, to be perfectly honest with you, Nick. I think that, we're about to open up a $40 million athletic center. It's going to open up next week.
Wow.
So, you know, I've been in meetings and plannings and, you know, architects and the builder Suffolk Construction. It's ready to open, which is tremendous. It is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous facility. It really is a game changer. And I invite both of you, you know, to come up. You know, we always take care of the media, but, you know, there's that, you know, the numbers are up. The numbers have come back. There was a dip. There's no doubt about it over the last 2 years. But the numbers are coming back and they're coming back strong. I'll give you an example. We have 79 kids signed up for girls volleyball. Oh, nice. We have 113 kids signed up for football. So, you know, those numbers are coming back strong, which is exciting. It's an exciting time.
This is an exciting time. Now, the $40 million complex, tell us more about that, because, you know, a lot of schools have upgraded, some haven't, and that's great that the town got behind, the city got behind that. I'm sure there was state involvement too with that. What's the highlights of that? Is that right on campus and it includes like a track and a basketball court? Is it something different?
Great, great question. So it's actually is like a $38 million, you know, project, but it's all part of the larger rebuild and renovation and new build of Lowell High School, mm-hmm. which is done in phases. So there are four phases to the project, and we're lucky enough that the food and beverage is in the back of the house. The HVAC and all of the technological equipment, all the mechanical equipment are in that side of the house, which is the reason that we had to have the field house done first, right? Mm-hmm. But the building is spectacular. I'll give you an instance. We'll start on the lower level. It's obviously got locker rooms for athletics, locker rooms for PE class. It's got a multi-purpose center, multi-purpose gym, which is in essence a wrestling room. It's got a second multi-purpose room, which is in essence, you know, dance yoga classes, but also a gymnastics room. It's got storage. It's got a fitness center, a 3,200 square foot fitness center. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than the fitness center that you guys probably work out in, right?
Wait. You think we work out?
Absolutely.
Wow, flattered.
So we've got, we've got the fitness center, and we're actually, it's titled the Performance Center, which is fabulous. We have Gronk Fitness came in and outfitted the room. It's spectacular. We have an athletic training facility. We have offices. Now you go upstairs. Upstairs is spectacular. I mean, I've been there every day. I give it 2 hours a day just to be in there, especially now because we're starting to hang banners. We're starting to, okay, where do we want the American flag? Where do we want the state flag? Where do we want the city of Lowell flag? Mm. It's awesome. It's got an indoor track. It's got a long jump pit. It's got four cross court volleyball courts and basketball courts. And the competition court is in the middle of that. Mm. And it's all wood. The middle two cross courts are wood. The competition court is wood. It's hooked up. We have two cameras. We have Huddle and Pixalot, which are being installed as we speak. And it's got seating for 3,500.
Wow. And you did say earlier, Dave, you take care of the media, but I didn't hear you say what the media highlights are in there. Now, where's my press box going to be when I come watch a basketball game?
Well, you know what? It's funny, but that's one of the things that we were concerned about, right? So there will be internet access. I'm actually going
to,
Yeah, I'm going to the school after this. The reason that I'm taking the call here is because the Wi-Fi company hasn't turned on the Wi-Fi yet in the building. They turn it on tomorrow.
Okay.
So, there will be media tables. It will be a multitude of tables, probably two tables, and there will be access, electrical access and data access for the media. Listen, obviously, we've forgotten something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. So it's going to be pretty spectacular. It's going to be pretty spectacular for everybody involved, right? For the student athletes, for the participants in the game, for the officials, for the coaches, for the administrators, for the media, for the spectators. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal building.
What does kind of a new facility like that do for, you know, the athletic program? It looks like you've already seen that volleyball bump. I'm sure that new facility had something to do with the uptick in numbers there.
That's a great question, Nick. I know, because of my previous job, I was involved in the architecture work for that athletic facility. There's no doubt that it builds up a level of excitement, and it also shows the student athletes and the student athletes' parents that the city and the school department is behind you, right? I mean, I don't know many cities throughout the United States that would drop this amount of money. I mean, it's a $381 million job. It's the most expensive high school in the history of Massachusetts.
Well, that's great. And right in the heart of the Merrimack Valley. And it's great to see the kids getting that love and attention from, you know, the powers that be. And, you know, it's just going to be exciting. All seasons, I mean, wrestling, basketball, track, you name it. It sounds like they're all going to benefit. And, you know, as far as the people that will be playing in there, Dave, again, we're here with Dave Lazinski, Lowell High School Athletics Director. Fall-wise, any new coaches that are coming onto the scene this fall for varsity head coaches?
Yeah, so we have three new coaches. We have Casey Lombard, who is our crew coach, boys and girls crew coach. We have Megan Birking, who is our varsity girls soccer coach. And we have Shai Cullen, who is our head football coach.
Ah, new football boss.
New football.
That's always a big deal when that happens.
And Shai is a graduate of Lowell High. He's an alumni. And he also went to play football at Syracuse. So it's good. Shai is a good young man.
Yeah, does that mean a new staff as well? Like, you know, new assistants, new JV coaches, freshmen?
Well, Shai was on staff as an assistant coach for the last 2 years, right? So he has kept a few of the assistants, but there are some assistants that are new as well.
Yeah. Nick and I know well. I mean, we covered Gloucester High School for many years. Nick's still the Gloucester sports editor. Changes in coaches in football is a big deal, right, Nick?
Oh, yeah. Big time. I mean...
So Nick, I know your brother, or I think he's your brother, St. John's Prep, played hockey.
Kukuru?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Not my brother, but I'm sure there's a relation somewhere around there. You'd be surprised how many of us there are up in that, up in Gloucester. There's a few hundred, believe it or not.
Yeah. Dave, some of your experience, tell us about it coming, you know, before you came to Lowell and got this gig that you're in now for the sixth season, sixth athletic school year. What was some of the experience coming into this post?
Yeah, so I spent 9 years as the director of athletics for Billerica Public Schools. I've lived in the city for 29 years now, right? So I would like to think that I'm ingratiated in the city and in the youth programs and, you know, just an active participant community wise, you know, there have been stops on the way. You know, I was at Littleton and I was at Neshoba Tech. But as you can see, you know, there's different challenges everywhere, but right now, you know, this is the biggest challenge and it's a welcome challenge, to be honest with you.
Wow, yeah. One of the biggest schools in the area. I mean, that's got to be, you know, pretty cool, though, going over, you know, a school that size. I mean, like you said, you had so much to offer. A crew coach. I've never covered a crew event. None of the schools that I cover offer it.
Well, I will tell you, you know, we have 31 or 32 varsity teams and 70 or 32 varsity programs. We have 70 teams. And that's just in athletics. That doesn't include intramurals. That doesn't include clubs and activities. So it's a big haul, but we do it. We get it done. And then also, we have 9 middle schools in the district. Each middle school has a boys and girls cross country team, a wrestling team, a boys and girls basketball team, and a boys and girls volleyball team. And that's not included in that 3270 number. So it's many hands light work.
I mean, Lowell might be, Nick, now the, you know, really the capital of the high school sports world in Massachusetts. And you think about it. I mean, look, the high school renovations, you got Songus, you got Lilacher. How does that, what kind of opportunities now, Dave, would the kids have, the student athletes at Lowell High School with Lilacher and Songus? I mean, do they do a lot of home games? Are they able to do a lot of home games? I know there was some transfer in ownership at Lilacher recently.
Right. So the Songus Center now is owned by UMass Lowell, but that's our home arena for our ice hockey team. Cool. So we play, you know, a dozen games there, and we practice there every week. I mean, every day. We're the second tenant to UMass Lowell. So that's a fabulous, fabulous venue. Mm. And as far as Lilacher, I mean, in addition to Lilacher, we also have the Lowell Spinners originally, when they came to Lowell, played their games at Alumni Stadium. So Alumni Stadium is a fabulous, fabulous stadium right behind Cauley Stadium. And that's our home site for our baseball team. And to be perfectly honest, we don't want to change that because it's great. It's got hitting cages. It's a pro field.
It's true. Nice. Yeah. I'd say that these are all familiar places that I've covered, you know, deep in the tournament. Do you envision this new facility that you guys built being kind of one of those neutral site hosts?
Well, I will tell you that, you know, we work very closely with the MIAA and Bob Baldwin and Richard Pearson and Sherry Bryant. And I think that it's important. We're a contributing member of that organization, right? And you know, you look at just the venues that this fine city has, and whether it's Cauley Stadium, you know, Cauley, we hosted the Division I Super Bowl semifinal this past year. Mm-hmm. And there were 6,000 people. Mm. So there's no other venue that they could have had other than Boston College, maybe Holy Cross, and Gillette Stadium to have that game. Mm-hmm. Like, we're it. You know, Songus hosts basketball, hosts hockey. Lilacher hosted the Division I, Division II, and Division IV baseball semifinals. I'm the tournament director for baseball for the state, right? And then you've got this new facility, our new facility, the Riddick Athletic Center. It's going to hold 3,500 people. So they're going to need the MIA needs a place that has maybe not 7,000 people, but 3,500 people. And it's going to be brand new.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get to.
Yeah. Well, this is a heck of a timely interview with everything, so much exciting things going on at Lowell High School with Dave Lazinski, the athletics director. I'll ask a final question. Year one of the MIAA statewide rankings, new system is done. What's your assessment and what's the impact on Lowell athletics of that new statewide ranking system?
I think that it's good. There's no doubt about it, right? I like it. You know, to have a true state champion, where in Eastern Mass, you don't have to win 6 games to get to the championship. In Western Mass, you win 3. So I get that, right? There's always little idiosyncrasies, right, that you've got to chip away at. And as long as we support that, I think it's a home run. No doubt about it. You know, the little problems of, oh, well, you know, do we host at 4, do we host at 8, do we host at 16? As long as you listen to people's discussions on that and come up with a logical answer, that's fine, right? But I don't think that we can, and I'm not saying that we're doing this either. We can't just close the book and say, okay, this is it, this is the state championship model. You know, it's an evolution, it's a process, right? Just like anything else, it's a process. But we like it. I mean, I like the format.
Yeah. No doubt that Eastern Mass showed its strength there with 7 out of the 8 Super Bowls coming from a North or a South team. The only non-Eastern Mass team to win a Super Bowl was Springfield Central, right?
Yep, absolutely. And
yeah,
but listen, you know, I've been around a long time. I'm the old man in the room, right? Things change. Things change real quick. You know, I look at it like, you know, the NHL, like the Bruins division. The Bruins division is the hot division right now. There's like 4 teams that could go to the Stanley Cup final out of that division, right? And it's been that way for 6 years, 7 years. It used to be the Norris division, you know, the NHL Central division. That was the strong division. And then before that, it used to be, you know, the Canadian division. So, yeah, we got it going a little bit in Eastern Mass, and that's great. But things change. Things change quick.
Yeah, they sure do. Dave Lozinski, will let you go back to getting ready for the fall season already in full swing at Lowell High School Athletics. Congratulations on the new facilities. Best of luck this school year. About 10 months of this, and then we'll take another little short break, and then we'll come back for another 10 months. We'll repeat, rinse and repeat.
Love you. That's great. Guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And thank you for what you do for the student athletes. That's tremendous.
You too, Dave.
You too.
Thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Stay with us on the other side, just catching up with a few more sports nuggets from the area.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCash from the Kukuru, third and final segment, wrapping things up. Just finished up with Dave Lozinski, Lowell High School Athletics Director. Lots of knowledge, lots of passion from his circles, Nick, huh?
Yeah, big time, big time. And that new facility sounds quite interesting. I just remember back when I was in high school and, you know, the Gloucester's facility was new and there was a lot of buzz around it. People wanted to, you know, play those sports that, you know, just to use that facility. So I feel like, you know, it could be a similar bump there.
Yeah. Yeah. Lowell's already been a great city for high school sports with Songus, Lilacher, Martin, right? Isn't Martin a softball field there?
Yeah, Martin Field. That's the spot.
Alumni, he was talking about. Cawley. I mean, it's pretty much the epicenter of high school sports if you think about it.
All of those facilities, too, are done right. They're all, not all of them are totally easy to get to, but they're all fairly easy to get to, and they all have good parking, and they all have plenty of room for spectators to sit. And that's what you're looking for in those neutral site spots.
Yeah, and it sounds like they get a good relationship with UMass Lowell, you know, using Songus. And Lilacher, we reported earlier this year that they were sold to the city, right? Or UMass Lowell has it now? Lowell. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, so there's a lot of good relationships there. You know, there's no reason why Lowell shouldn't host a whole bunch of neutral sites now with this brand new facility. You already have baseball. You already have hockey. I loved covering a game in the Songus Arena.
Yeah,
I mean,
Songus is great. But that's just a top-notch facility. It's big, and there's no bad seat in the house.
Yeah. And did you hear from a media standpoint, that like no one cares except for us, but did you hear the two golden words in that interview for me?
Wi-Fi.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, coming in. And
he didn't need to say anything else. I don't need, I'll sit in the stands. If it has Wi-Fi, I'll sit in the stands.
Everywhere, anywhere. Yeah. I mean, Nick doesn't have to go like down the street to a Wendy's to crank out a story now if he's ever at Lowell.
Exactly. That actually, that Wendy's in Lowell has been a spot where I have filed multiple stories. The one outside of Alumni Stadium.
Yeah, right near Alumni. Yeah,
those baseball night baseball games. You're not making it back.
No.
The McDonald's over by there too. I've definitely filed from after softball.
Did you really? Yeah. 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 And you know. Wi-Fi is usually good in those places, but now if you have, it's a game changer for the media. If Lowell High School has, I mean, the media, we've always been savvy and finding ways, like you said, go to the local fast food places, go to a coffee shop, what have you, but sometimes they close. Sometimes their Wi-Fi is not working.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you know, you Google like a Dunks and it ends up being, this happened to me this week, it ends up being a gas station.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You're like, oh, I'm not going to sit on a, you know, near the chips and file a story. This probably,
worst comes to worst, you got to break out the hotspot on your phone and hope you have enough battery file from your car.
Exactly.
I had to do at Little League games this summer.
Yeah, use your hotspot. Right. But yeah, if you can sit in an arena and file a story, that's gold. I mean, it's basically like you're done with the story as soon as the game ends.
Yep.
Yeah. Let it sit there. Go get quotes and comfort. But anyway, we digress. Stay with us. Merrimack Valley Sports Talk, news, guests, coaches, athletes. Going to be a fun school year. We're in it now already. And looks like we got one show left, Nick, before we go into our full fall mode and go into publishing this podcast on Thursdays to get a little football preview action going.
Yeah, exactly. The latest, look into the big games of the coming week. And there's plenty of them in this area and the North Shore to go through.
Yep. But for now, happy. Is this our last show in August? Friday, August 26th? Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah. We're going to go. What is the Friday, Thursday, September 8th will be our first Thursday show. So we'll have a Friday. What's the next Friday show, Nick? This is the August 26th. So what would the next Friday show
September be? September 2nd.
September 2nd. There we go.
I would know that because I got a fantasy draft.
Yeah. And that's Labor Day. Is that Labor Day weekend? No, it's not the one. Yes, it is. It is.
Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So we'll have to actually get on talk about planning the show now. This is useless. People are listening to this. All right, we're going to end it right there. Maybe I'll press pause, then we'll talk about that. All right. Thank you, Danny Martin, producer in the background. Thank you for listening, guys. It's been another week of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks for tuning in.